214-520-HELP. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more, and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Oh, thank you very much.
214-520-HELP.
I think it was... Well, late last week, we had the helpline caller who went to church and saw an old guy, what he described as elderly, wearing jeans. So we're to assume, you know, somewhere between 80 and 100. And he said it looked weird, and he noticed, and he watched the guy walking to and fro. And so we kicked that around, just at what age are you not supposed to wear jeans? And I'm assuming too that these were, they probably looked newer, which again is always weird to see old people wearing crisp new things. They should just be ready to die.
Just give up.
Yeah.
But you've always just had such a anti-jeans stance as a human.
No, it's only in the last couple of years that I've been anti-jeaned. Where I'm now pant.
Nobody knows how you do your manual labor anymore.
I know. Who does it in jeans anyway? Well, okay, that leads us to a very important point, because this guy has the follow-up question, which I think is a wonderful query.
So,
follow-up on yesterday's helpline. How old is too old to keep wearing shorts? I can tell you that I'm 50, and a couple of years ago I looked in the mirror and said, I don't think this is right anymore. With today's technical fibers, even on the golf course in August, I'm in long pants.
Okay. Now that's ridiculous.
Beyond ridiculous.
I don't care what type of fibers you have. If you're outside for like 5 hours in August, it doesn't matter if it's golf or whatever. I think that based just on where you live, you have to wear shorts or you're going to die.
Your knees need to breathe.
Hams don't. My knees are fine.
He's chosen this lifestyle, though, since first grade.
Ham doesn't go outside, ever.
Also true.
But you go to places that are outdoor. You go to Colorado, you go to Arizona, you go to these places where you will go on hikes.
And I wear jeans.
And he wears jeans to hike.
Why are we putting such limitations on clothing?
Okay. Well, let's back up to
and
shorts.
Your ages of
the pants police over here.
Well, the shorts one is interesting because...
Like, we let you get away with the concert shirt thing, and you just keep pushing the envelope.
Me?
To the point where humanity is going to snap on you.
They're going to turn. Okay. So, from y'all's perspective, with your own fathers, mine's past... But, and Dave's is too. I'm sorry, Dave.
Thank you for knowing that.
When's the last time you saw them in shorts?
Shortly before he died.
Was he a shorts wearer?
Yeah.
But they were... He said shortly before he died.
Thank you.
He wore... they were basically cut off slacks. Like, he didn't cut them off, but, you know, it was that same material.
Yeah, but he wore shorts.
Yeah.
My dad...
With black socks... And then house shoes.
My dad flipped the narrative where I didn't see him in shorts forever and ever and ever. And then I came home one time as an adult, I don't know, visiting probably in the summertime. And he just totally flipped to shorts guy in retirement. And obviously Wisconsin, it's seasonal, but... I think he now probably wears shorts as many days a year as I will.
So he'll wear them every day in the summer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
And it's weird because he still insists on, like, calf-high socks. And I don't know that he fully pulls off the look, but he's happy, and that makes me happy.
I think you can wear shorts as long as your legs aren't viscerally disgusting. Like, if you have open sores or varicose veins or, like, deep vein thrombosis.
We coach leg.
Yeah, coach's leg where it's just bruisey looking.
Yeah.
What about scale leg?
Yeah, if you have, like, super scaly eczema.
Yeah.
Go see your dermatologist and stop wearing shorts.
Yeah. And I think maybe a lot of older guys do have scale leg, and so they'll wear their socks a little bit higher to hide it.
Let it breathe.
I'm just saying, this is not a hard and fast rule. It's just my assumption on why they wouldn't. But I think shorts are okay. I mean, again, I never saw my grandpa wearing shorts. Not one time in his life. Never. Mm-hmm. Now, he may have, but I wasn't around. I was born when he was like 70. So,
see, before I did my my weight loss mm-hmm. regimen, when I had, I started to get, like, cankles.
You weren't that big.
No, but it wasn't like they were spilling out over my shoe.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no definition between your calf and your foot.
Yeah.
And
that's a problem.
Yeah. And all my shorts were, like, way too small, and they were making me have muffin top, like, cutting into me.
But you feel like with your weight loss now, your calf to ankle ratio is back in check?
It's okay. Yeah. It's not great. Right. I need to start doing leg day. I need some definition down there. But I got to the point where I was like, maybe I just need to not be shorts guy anymore. And now I am shorts guy, but Ham thinks my shorts are too short, even though they are perfectly normal length.
He's taking his shorts to the extreme.
What do you mean?
Like he's playing tennis every day.
Can we see the bottom of your pockets come out the bottom of your shorts?
Sometimes.
Like Daisy Duke would do that. It'd work for her.
Dude, yeah. Your Whoa. Sack's hanging God. Out.
I just, you know what? It's all part of my Ventura dream. Shorts 365, baby. Might not even have a pair of pants.
Get a little chilly out there in the evenings, though.
Well, your knees are tough. You got to toughen up your knees. Well, if it gets to be too cold on the Pacific coast, then it might be socks and sneakers.
Okay.
Drop your pants.
You can't do flip-flops 365. That's crazy.
And hey, you act like I'm this fashion police guy.
Well, you are. I'm saying it's always you.
They are calling to ask us. I didn't
I know
bring it
because
up.
You have everybody paranoid that they can't wear anything anymore. Nobody wants to leave the house because Corby's going to be outside patrolling what they leave the house in. They can't wear jeans, can't wear shorts. What next?
Nobody's worried about what I think about what they wear. I don't see anyone.
He's clomping around
I'm
in
a hobo.
Burks,
yes.
Writing people tickets for...
I don't think so. Although tonight at the Jack White Show, if I see one of you sons of bitches with a Jack White shirt on or a white striped shirt,
I thought
right
you weren't going.
I'm
going
to take it off of you.
I thought you weren't going.
Well, things changed.
I saw him at Trees. Nothing can beat that. I don't even care. Oh, a free suite? I'll be there.
It is not a. There are no suites.
Jack asked if I would play the encore with him, so I have to go now.
He doesn't feel comfortable on stage.
I bet you Jack White doesn't wear shorts.
That's actually probably correct.
When you guys play baseball, does he
pants.
Not? He's pants?
Yeah, we all full uniform.
Stirrups,
bro.
Everything?
Yeah, we're full uniform.
Nah,
we don't mess around.
Band guy can go off the deep end on what they wear.
Well, our good friend Danny always said you can't rock in shorts.
Right. I mean, Gordon.
And I disagree.
Gordon hadn't had a pair of shorts on in how many years? 20? Seriously.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about like any type, workout, whatever. He does not own. That's another thing. Do you own like gym shorts or anything?
Yeah, but that's for show. I don't ever wear them.
For show? Which
to
show?
Who?
He has said he wears them to bed sometimes, which is also weird.
Is that your...
What, gym shorts?
Wearing gym shorts to sleep. Yes, that's kind of
your
weird.
Your nuts can't breathe in that.
Don't wear bottoms. That's the problem.
Is that your male lingerie?
Pretty much, yeah.
When you pop on some Ranger shorts?
God.
Another City Connect, honey.
He looks like Beavis. All right. Thank you, sir, for the call. A fabulous, fabulous helpline.
Yeah, if anybody else wants to know the rules about clothes, just ask Corby. He's here every day.
Yeah, band t-shirt and Birkenstock guy.
I don't know nothing about nothing, man. Leave me alone.